to Bretta. Raymond is joining us this morning. The DuQuoin State Fair, the Illinois State Fair. See, you know, that's one of the things that every year confuses me.
Confuses you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll say, well, there's so-and-so showing up at the Illinois State Fair, and I'm going, all right, I'm going to go see that band. It's in Springfield.
Yeah, you have to read closely, don't
yeah.
you?
I mean, because this is our fair. This is the DuQuoin State Fair. And you know what's it's interesting? You know, here we are, August 10th. You've been working at this, Tabretta. I know personally from our involvement here at the station, you've been working this program for weeks, getting ready to go. And,
yeah.
And has there
if
been some
months.
Extra? Yeah, if not months. Is there some extra pressure this year? I mean, kind of new to the job. You've seen a few people go out. And then, of course, the scrutiny because of the budget. A lot of things to be done, right?
There's a lot to be done. And, you know, with any new job, there's always, I think, added pressure.
Yeah.
You know, to perform at your best. But the good thing here is we have a great team on staff all summer long, and everything's going to be fantastic.
All the bands are in place now?
Yes. All of Grandstand Entertainment's in place.
I did notice one change this year that I thought was interesting. Are you increasing the number of motor races, or are you just moving the days the motor races occur at the grandstand?
Well, this year we've moved the car races. So on, Saturday evening, September 3rd, is the USAC Silver Crown 100. And then on Sunday, September 4th, will be the ARCA Series and the Modifieds. So that is changed from last year. It used to be Sunday and Monday.
Right.
And one of them used to be at night, one used to be through the day. So this year, they're both going to be in the evening.
And making better use of the lights in the process.
Absolutely.
And racing under the lights at the DuQuoin State Fair is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One of the other changes this year has been admission. How's that going to work this year?
Well, it's a $2 admission fee. As folks come in to the gate, I mean, they'll pay their parking. And then those that are parking by the SI Center, which is where the majority of the public parking is, they will purchase their parking and admission there together. And then they'll keep their parking pass in their vehicle. And once they walk into the Pepsi Mid-America walk-in plaza, then someone will be there to take their admission ticket.
You literally have to work on the premise of how to make everybody happy. And, I mean, we literally, in the proverb of my business, you can't make everybody happy all the time.
No.
But the thing is with the fair is you literally have a job of trying to make happy everybody all the time from a 5-year-old to an 85-year-old.
Yes.
I mean, you literally do have to have, and from somebody who's never been in the cornfield to a fact that you've got an agriculture fair going on, which is sometimes, you know, marginalized. And being a former farmer, I'm like, this is how we eat, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally have a lot of ground to try to as far as the presentation and entertainment.
Yes, you do. Yeah. So we have to have something for everyone. And we have a very good lineup, not only in the grandstand for some, you know, for everyone, but also on our free entertainment as well.
And then you've got horse racing.
Yeah, we still have the harness racing. Yeah, so that's going to be the first Saturday and Sunday, and that's a noon post time.
I have some of the most fun there on race day because in the stands I meet everybody, somebody I've known for years, and I have the best time. And I even won once. So
you did. Wow.
Which is good.
Still, you know, I think the harness racing is still part of the nostalgia for the DuQuoin State Fair.
Right.
And I'm glad that we're able to keep that and keep that long tradition going.
All right. So this year, when it comes to your rides and your providers, you're doing ride band days too?
Yes. Well, they can purchase their advanced ride bands at any Kroger store for $18.
Which is really good if you got a family.
Yes, because once you get on the grounds, it's $22.
Right.
And actually, they're going to honor Mr. Miller, his name's Miller, too,
yeah.
is going to honor the discount until 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Right, that's a good night out, too. I know people that literally wear those ride bands out. Since this is a big national subject right now, people seeing accidents at two events in the last, 4 days, counting today.
Mm-hmm.
What is done to ensure the safety of the rides at the DuQuoin State Fair?
Okay. Well, with the rides, once they are in place and they are set up, they will be inspected. And then they will also go through a daily inspection to make sure everything is secure, you know, the electrical, everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Tabretta, while I was watching a presentation by NBC News last night, they were saying people that didn't require, inspections, and Illinois was pointed out. I'm going, that's not the way it is at the state fair. No. Because, well, I even know the guy. I think he's like, well, I don't know if he's about to ready to retire in about 10 or 15 days, so I don't know if he'll be your food inspector this year.
I don't know.
But I mean, the DuQuoin State Fair, in that respect, I know inspections, whether it's food or whether it's hardware, I mean, that's done there,
it's
as
done.
You said, daily.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there was another question for you. When it comes to seeing local bands and local talent, many times free, beer tents, are you doing that again?
Yes. So we have quite a few bands in the beer tent. I was just kind of flipping through here to give you an idea. You know, we'll have We Got It Covered in the beer tent.
Right.
They're always a great show to have. And then the Downstate Music Company, they are also scheduled for the beer tent. Cat Daddy O's coming, Crenshaw Band, Chris Sloan Band, Swamp Tigers, Scattergun Jack, you know, just to name a few. We got some great, great local talent.
Yeah, I just saw Swamp Fox the other day. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. Maybe a month ago or so,
yeah.
Something along that line.
Yep.
All right, now there's another item. Me being the provincial Southern Illinoisan who doesn't get out of town much.
Yeah.
It's so nice whenever I can go. I mean, I can remember the first time I was there doing a setup, and it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I turn around, and there's a white tiger. And I'm like, oh, that's not something you see in Southern Illinois every day. When it comes to these special events, whether it's lumberjack competitions, the Sphere of Death with the motorcycle stunts, what do you have on tap in that particular area for the fair this year?
Okay, so for free entertainment, we have a hypnotist coming. Gavin the Hypnotist. We have a kids' science safari that's going to be here. That's an interactive exhibit where the kids can actually go into the area. They'll get to do science experiments. Very interactive. There'll be student teachers on hand as well. I think that's a great... I want to go do that.
Right.
That's exciting for me, but I guess I'm kind of a nerd, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
then we'll have the reptile adventure. I'm not into reptiles, but we're going to have a 100-year-old, 110-pound alligator snapping turtle is going to be here. So I think that's going to be interesting to see as well. Then we'll have some other roving entertainers. We'll have the robots out on the grounds, and then we will have a 10-foot comedian strolling the grounds.
A 10-foot comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I've seen a couple of those the last couple of years I was there, too. And then, of course, there's taffy. So, I mean, because, you know, if I do not get the taffy, somebody at home is going to be unhappy. So, I mean, the DuQuoin State Fair this year, how does the current budget situation affect how you do the fair? And this is the hard question to answer. Tabretta Raymond is joining us from the DuQuoin State Fair. The optics of it. There's so much scrutiny on every single dime, whether it's somebody in Springfield or just the general public and the local media. You got to do a good job. You got to do it without throwing money around. You have to do it in an accountable way.
Yes.
How does that affect the end product?
Well, we've been fortunate that with some of it, we've been able to get sponsorships for the DuQuoin State Fair. So people in Southern Illinois are very good to the DuQuoin State Fair, and they understand the importance and the economic impact. And so we've been very fortunate, such as the Illinois Lottery, River Radio Group, to come on as sponsors, and that helps with our advertising dollars.
Right. And there still is a lot to try to meet that expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, see, this is the other thing. I mean, the other day, and when I say the other day, I think it was 2 years ago, I'm at the DuQuoin State Fair. I'm at the Democrat tent meeting a couple of candidates, which is another thing you can do a lot of at the DuQuoin State Fair.
Yep.
And I walk literally across the street from the governor's mansion, and I meet a man who sells hot tubs. And he's got probably, 15, 18 hot tubs there easy.
Yeah.
I said, well, let's go. You mind if I ask you a couple of questions? And he literally treats the DuQuoin State Fair as one of the most important events of his business all year.
Yeah.
He says, this is literally a make it or break it 10 days for me.
Yep.
And then I didn't realize the importance. So I go talk to the guy who's selling some RVs, and I talk to a couple of others, and they go, no, you don't understand. We make a lot of sales here. And I talked to the guy who's selling some tractors and agriculture equipment. Mm-hmm. He says, no, you don't understand. We're all here at one spot. It's a one-stop shopping location.
And where else can you get almost 300,000 people to view your item.
Right. I mean, it's not about cotton candy and taffy. Oh. Sure it is, and I like my corn dog too, but there's another element going on at the DuQuoin State Fair, and it's that economy churning. When you talked about the economic impact for DuQuoin, yeah, but there are businesses that travel from all over to be part of this.
Yes, and it's all over southern Illinois and, you know, within the tri-state area, really. So the impact even reaches beyond southern Illinois.
It really does. And I'm like, well, you mean they, cause you mean they bring their truck here and pick up the tubs you have underneath the truck? No. He says, we'll make the sale. We'll deliver. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll never come to my store again. Maybe have never walked in my store and I'll have sold them tub. But he says the sheer orders that come in because they can see everything is just one of the items that they do there. That's at the DuQuoin State Fair.
Yeah.
What, how many days have you counted down days or have you gone to hours and minutes yet?
Still days. I've kind of lost count.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. We're under, what are we, 18?
Something like that, I would think.
Something
like that. Right, for the 29th, that's what we're looking at, right?
I think so. And if you look at, you know, what you would call business days, it's even a lot less.
Right. There was one story that came out I think we ought to take a look at here. Now, they announced yesterday, the Associated Press carrying a story, that they were going to be placing a fee on people who participated in the Twilight Parade. But in DuQuoin, that's not the case?
No, the Twilight Parade here, which Roger Brand is our coordinator for that, and our Twilight Parade will be handled the way it has been in years past.
Great. To Breda Raymond from the DuQuoin State Fair, and look forward to be speaking to you a great deal more as the fair gets closer.
Yep.
Because we do have, I mean, it's, you know, I can remember the beauty pageant and sitting in the broadcast camper with some of the previous owners, Solly Jaber. I've literally been and watched the fair as it's reshaped and reformed, whether it's, you know, a great opportunity to have a big, huge corn cob just covered in sweet corn, dipped in butter.
That sounds good right now.
Yeah, it does. And top that on a corn dog with a little bit of mustard and then some cotton candy on the way out. And then, you know, boy, I forgot my sunglasses. I need to rent the Sunglass Hut. A good day at the fair. If the weather cooperates, it's a great time no matter what. There's something to do. So.
Yep, something for everyone.
To Breda, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.